I tell you, last night I was praying about what the Lord would have me to preach, and the Lord spoke in my heart about this one verse that is so simple, this one verse that everybody here that is a Bible reader probably knows. And I'll tell you what, the Holy Spirit, I mentioned this probably a week or two ago, and I want to mention it again. The Holy Spirit's just put it on my heart to preach the most simplest, and all my preaching is simple, but the most simplest form of salvation that can be preached. Amen. And the clearest presentation as possible. And I know that there are people here this morning, you need to be saved, and I pray this morning that you'll walk the aisle and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If you'll stand with us in reverence to the Word of God in prayer, Ephesians chapter number 2. I want you to notice with me verse number 8. Ephesians 2 and verse number 8. The Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God." Lord, we want to thank you for this verse of Scripture this morning. We want to thank you for your power. Thank you for your presence. Lord, I want to thank you for the testimony of the saints this morning, for the songs of Zion, for the opportunity to give in this offering. We thank you for every visitor that's come this way and every member that is here this morning. But most of all, we want to thank you for your Son, Jesus, and for the presence of God. I pray that you'll take this message, Lord, make it real to all of our hearts this morning. Dear God, I pray that you'll do in this service for us what we cannot do for ourselves. I pray the Holy Spirit would just guide us and give us the wisdom and the vocabulary to speak. Lord, I pray that you would speak to every heart, save the lost and reclaim the backslid, and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated this morning. I want to title this message this morning, "The Message of Salvation." The message of salvation. That's what we have in verse number 8, is we have the message of salvation. When we think about this one verse of Scripture, I want us to focus on that subject, for it is the subject of verse number 8. For the Bible says, "For by grace are ye saved." Amen. I want to tell you, the most important thing in life for every one of us is to know that we have been saved. Amen. And when it comes to God's message of salvation, I would say that God's salvation is perfect. This morning, Jesus said on the cross of Calvary, "It is finished." Amen. That's what they just sang about. I need no other argument. Amen. I need no other assurance in life. For what Jesus did at Calvary, it is enough. Amen. It is complete. As salvation was complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so salvation is perfect this morning. God's salvation is not only perfect, but thank God, God's salvation is plain this morning. Amen. I'm glad that this one verse of Scripture is enough for anybody that'll look at it and trust it and believe it. Thank God you can get saved. Amen. And so God's salvation is plain. It's not a 5-step or a 6-step process, but thank God, if you'll take God at His Word, and if you'll receive the Word of God this morning and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, then thank God you can be saved, for God's salvation is not only perfect, but thank God it is plain. Amen. And then God's salvation is provided this morning. I'm glad that you and I don't have to do anything, and you and I cannot do anything to be saved, but salvation is in Jesus Christ. As they sung about a while ago, He died for every man, woman, boy, and girl, and He'll save every man, woman, boy, and girl that will come and put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I was praying yesterday, and God brought this verse of Scripture to my mind, and I began to think about this verse of Scripture. It is one that probably just about every Christian in this building this morning can probably quote, Ephesians 2 and verse number 8. But I saw something in this verse that I'd never seen before. Maybe you have. But when you think about this verse here, and you think about the message of salvation, what verse number 8 contains is it contains here four of the greatest truths about God's message of salvation. And what I would say about that is that these truths are so great this morning, I'll be honest with you, I didn't touch them. Amen. I didn't outline it no different. I didn't try to alliterate the outline. I'm telling you, it's so wonderful. These four truths are so great in this verse that I think they ought to just be preached exactly
exactly the way that they're laid out in the text. Amen. And so when we consider this morning the message of salvation, I want you to see first of all that salvation is by grace. Amen. For the Bible said, for by grace are ye saved. This morning, you want to know how you're saved? You're saved by grace. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, Titus chapter 2 and verse number 11 said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. You see, the way you get in the family of God is by grace. And what that word grace means, it means the unmerited favor of God. In other words, we don't deserve salvation. We can't earn salvation. You can't work for salvation. You can't be good enough or be anything to obtain salvation. You don't deserve to be saved. I don't deserve to be saved. Salvation is by grace. Amen. It's only by the grace of God that he would save anybody. Amen. Doesn't matter what your color, creed, or background is this morning. I'm telling you, it's grace that brings salvation. And when I think about the grace of God in salvation, I would say this morning that grace presents salvation. Amen. That means anyone can come and anyone can be saved. The grace of God. Sinner, you hear me this morning. It is the grace of God that you're sitting in church right now. It's the grace of God that you're hearing the message of salvation. It's the grace of God that the Holy Ghost would knock on your heart and show you you're a sinner and show you that you need to be saved. Salvation is by grace this morning. And this morning there's a lot of people that's trusting in themselves. Well, I'm a good person. No, the Bible said there is none that doeth good, no, not one. There is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Grace presents salvation. The day that I heard that I could be saved, that is the grace of God in my life. That's the grace of God in your life. I want to say salvation is by grace. Grace presents salvation and grace promises salvation. Everyone can not only have it, but thank God everyone can keep it. Amen. You know, I'm not working to be saved. I'm not trying to be saved. Salvation is keeping me. I'm not keeping my salvation, for I couldn't keep it. Amen. You ever put something up so you wouldn't lose it only to find out you couldn't remember where you put it? Amen. I'm glad God don't trust us with salvation this morning, because we'd surely put it in a safe place so that no one could touch it or get near it only to forget where we put it. Amen. I'm telling you, if God's big enough to save you, he's big enough to keep you. Amen. If God's big enough to show grace to save you, he's got enough grace to keep you. Amen. You see, grace brought salvation and grace promises salvation. You say, well, preacher, you don't deserve it. You've done enough since you've been saved to go to hell. That's surely true. But the same grace that saved me and the same grace that bought me is the same grace that keeps me. Hallelujah. You say, how are you going to heaven? By grace. Grace presents salvation. Grace promises salvation. And then grace proves salvation this morning. You see, you can see the grace of God working in the life of a sinner. And that's how you know they're saved by grace. Because the grace that works in is the same grace that works out. Amen. You see, I quoted that verse a while ago, Titus 2 and verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. But it doesn't stop there. Amen. After you get saved, grace not only saves you, but thank God it'll school you. Amen. The next verse said, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we shall live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. I'm telling you, grace not only pulls you out of the clutches of death, but grace will teach you how to live. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'm not saved and I don't want to live like a Christian. I can understand that. You don't have the want to in you, but if you ever get saved by grace, you know what grace will do? It'll put the want to on the inside. Amen. You know why we're not out drinking this morning? Because we don't want to. You know why we're not out doping and smoking and living it up in sinful pleasure? Because we don't want to. Amen. I'm telling you, when God saves you by his grace, he'll change your hitching post. He'll give you a different crowd to run with. You won't want to live like that crowd. You won't want to act like that crowd. He'll make a difference in your life. You know, before I got saved, I liked rock music. And I'm not proud of that. But after I got saved, I didn't want to listen to rock music no more. You say, what is that? That's grace working in your life, amen. You say, could you go back to listen to it? Sure I could, but I don't want to, amen. Could you go back to listen to that old country mess? Sure, but I don't want to, amen. You say, why? Because I like amazing grace. I like what a fellowship, what a joy divine. I like victory in Jesus. If I'm going to sing a song, I want to sing a song about heaven. I want to sing a song about Jesus. When I was lost, I wanted to sing about the world and the things of the world. But when you get saved, thank God you get saved by grace. Hallelujah. And you know what grace does? It takes you out of nothing and it puts you in everything. Brother, I'm telling you, grace will change your life. This crowd that runs around and said they got saved and they're still wallowing in the same hog pen they was in before they said they got saved. You say, what do you think about that? I'll tell you what the Bible says about it. They didn't get it. Amen. They didn't get saved. They got deceived. I'm telling you, if God's big enough to pull you out of hell, he's surely big enough to pull you out of the hog pens of this old world. He's big enough to put a smile on your face. He's big enough to put a change in your heart and a change in your life. Amen. You say you got any chapter and verse on that? I'm glad you asked this morning. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. What that means is God puts grace on the inside of a man. He may not know a lot of doctrine. He may not know a lot of precepts and principles of the Bible. But if he's been saved and the Holy Ghost moves on the inside, then thank God grace will work in and grace will work out. Amen. You know, I was doing some things like every person. And I'm not going to list those things, because I'm not going to glorify sin this morning. But I was doing some things before I got saved that I'm ashamed of. And when I thought about it, even though I did not have a chapter and verse, something on the inside, someone on the inside, was working that grace in and said, you don't want to do that no more. You don't want to live like that no more. You can't find joy in that no more. You say, what is that? Salvation is by grace. For by grace are you saved. You say, Brother Gravely, I'm a wicked person. I've done a lot of bad things in my life. If I told you the things I've done, you wouldn't even want to be around me. Well, I want to tell you something. God knew everything you'd ever do before you ever did it. And he still sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. You say, what is that? Oh, that's the grace of God is what that is. That's the grace of God that would love you enough to save you, not because of yourself, but he'll save you in spite of yourself this morning. You see, salvation this morning is by grace. And then we can see examples all through the Bible of God's grace and salvation. Nicodemus was religious but lost, but God's grace saved him. The woman at the well, she was non-religious and lost, but God's grace saved her. Zacchaeus was a rich man, but he was lost. But the grace of God passed by that sycamore tree that day and saved him. Peter was an ignorant man, but God's grace saved him. Paul was an educated man but a murderous man, but the grace of God saved Paul. The Philippian jailer didn't know God, but God's grace saved him. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying the grace of God knows no limits. It knows no boundaries. It goes beyond all regions. It goes beyond all backgrounds, all creeds, all colors. No matter who you are this morning, God's got more grace than what you've got sin. For the Bible says in Romans chapter 5, where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound this morning. The Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 5, but the God of all grace, he is the God of all comfort, but he is the God of all grace this morning. Salvation, God, the message of salvation is that salvation is by grace. Then secondly this morning, we see that, my friend, salvation is not only by grace, but salvation is through faith this morning. You see, salvation is by grace, but salvation can be obtained only by believing. You say, Brother Gravely, I want to be saved. Well, it's by grace, but it's through faith. You see, God has graciously brought you here this morning. He is graciously giving you a message, a clear presentation on how to be saved. But you're going to have to believe, because salvation is by grace, but it's through faith. how we get in the family. You see, God has showed grace on a lot of people only for them to spurn that grace and to die without God and go to hell, because unbelief is choosing not to believe what God says. This morning, you see, if you know you're a sinner and you know you need to be saved, then the grace of God has allowed you to see that. What you need to do is believe the gospel. You need to believe that Jesus died for your sins, and that he was buried, and that 3 days he rose from the dead, and that he's alive at the right hand of the Father. You need to believe that God will save you this morning if you'll trust his word. And you need to come and you need to exercise faith this morning and believe, because salvation is by grace, but it is through faith this morning. There are many today that have failed to trust the grace of God. I wonder this morning, do you know that you're a sinner? Do you know this morning that you're in trouble with God and you need to be saved? Then will you choose to come this morning and believe that God will save you if you'll come forward? Salvation is by grace, but it's through faith. God has extended the grace, but will you believe this morning? Hebrews 11 and verse 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him." I just keep hammering these same verses every Sunday. If you notice that, I'm going to keep hammering them over and over again. You know why? Because I believe God is dealing with hearts this morning. Hey, Hebrews 11 and verse 6, I probably quoted the last four Sundays, and I'm going to quote it again, and I may wind up quoting it the next four Sundays until it registers in some sinner's heart. The Bible says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's rewarder of them that diligently seek him." I didn't know much the day I got saved, but I knew one thing. I knew I couldn't save myself. I knew I was in big trouble with God. I knew that if I didn't get saved, I'd go to hell. And I knew the only one that could save me was the one that died on the cross for my sins. And the best way I knew how, I didn't say everything right, I didn't do everything right, but I trusted in the one that did. And I came to him in the best way I knew how. I asked Jesus to save my soul, and thank God, salvation is by grace and it's through faith. Hallelujah. Amen. I heard years later, somebody said, "Did you ask Jesus to come into your heart?" No, I didn't know that. I didn't say those words. And if you did, that's wonderful. Somebody said, "Did you ask him to save you from all your sins?" I didn't know that neither. I knew I needed saving from all my sins, but I didn't know to say that terminology. You say, "What'd you say? God don't send me to hell. God don't send me to hell. God don't send me to hell." But I believed I was going to hell. Amen. And I believed the only one to keep me out of hell was God. I believed Jesus was the only one, and his blood shed at Calvary was the only thing going to keep me out of hell. I believed that by faith. Amen. Through faith. And I'll tell you, the grace of God said to me, "You don't have to say it no more." And thank God, I've been saved ever since. I'm telling you this morning, salvation's message, it's by grace. It's through faith. You say, "What are you trusting in?" I'm trusting in the finished work at Calvary. I'm trusting in the word of God. I believe I'm going to heaven by faith. Have you ever seen heaven? No, but it's through faith. Have you ever seen Jesus? No, but it's through faith. How do you know you're going? By faith. It's the faith. Through faith this morning I'm saved. I trust it. You know, if you're 7 years old, 8 years old, 10 years old, and you know you're a sinner, and you know you can't save yourself, if you're 40 years old, if you're willing to trust Jesus to save you, then I got good news for you. He's more than willing to save you. Well, I've never, you know, people say, "What about, did you repent of your sins?" You can't separate repentance and faith. I'm telling you, one crowd leans heavy on faith and one crowd leans heavy on repentance, and both of them's in a ditch. Because you're not going to separate the work of salvation. I'm telling you, when a 7-year-old child gets saved, what are they turning from? They haven't drank, they haven't smoked. At least they shouldn't have, amen. They hadn't been out and gambled. They don't have, if that's what salvation is, then they're going to have to get out there and do some real sinning before they can get saved. If that's what repentance is, you know what repentance is? It's turning from your sin to God. And I'm going to tell you, I didn't know anything about that, but I know one thing. When you turn to Jesus Christ, you are turning from your sin. When you turn toward God and come in faith, that is repentance. I think Romans 10 and verse 9 has got it right. Amen. For with the heart, man believeth unto right. You know, men get in trouble when they start trying to get in men's hearts and do God's work. Amen. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with a mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I'm telling you, that morning that you got saved, you didn't have time to break it all down, did you? You didn't have time to figure it all out. All you knew is God swung you out over hell and told you you was lost. And whatever age you was, and by the best of your ability, you came to where he was. That's repentance. And you trusted him to save you. That's faith this morning. Amen. You don't got to be a drunk to be saved. You can be a church kid and get saved. In fact, if you want to know the truth about God, I'd rather you be a church kid and get saved than he would you be a drunk and get saved. He'll save both this morning, but salvation this morning is by grace, and salvation this morning, it is through faith this morning. And then salvation is not of yourself. For he said, for by grace are you saved through faith. Notice this. And that not of yourself. Sinner, you're not going to make your own way to be saved. Well, I just believe this. No, it's not based on what you believe. It's based on what God said. Well, I just think we're all God's children. It's not what the book says. You can go back up in the same chapter. Chapter 2 and verse 1. Amen. The Bible says, for you were dead in your trespasses and sin. Amen. In time past, we all walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, according to the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Did you hear that? The Bible said before we got saved, we were children of wrath. Amen. But thank God when you get born again, you get born in the family of God. Amen. You're not going to heaven because you're a good person. You can't make your way up to heaven. Somebody said, well, I believe me and Jesus got our own thing going. Somebody wrote an old song about that years ago, some old country song. I'm going to tell you something. That may sound good on a country chart, but it doesn't line up with the word of God. Jesus said something about that in John chapter number 10. He said, any man that would try to come up some other way, he calls him a thief and a robber. Amen. Hey, you're going to enter in the straight gate, and you're coming in the narrow way, or you're not coming in at all this morning. Because salvation is not of yourself. You and I don't even deserve to be saved. You say, would God put anybody into hell? No. Sin, man's sin puts us in hell. God is interested in keeping men out of hell. So God gave his son. And the Son gave his life at Calvary. He died on the cross and he shed his blood because that was the payment. That was the demand for man's sin. There had to be blood that had to be shed. And man's blood was contaminated, so man could not save himself. So Jesus came and he died on the cross because his blood, it was sinless blood. And he became man's sacrificial lamb. And he died on the cross once and for all. Amen. And now this morning, we don't have to bring a lamb. We don't have to bring a turtle dove. We don't have to bring a sacrifice. He is the supreme sacrifice. He is the great high priest. He put that blood on the mercy seat, and that blood covers us from our sin. And this morning, salvation is God's way. It is God's plan, and salvation is in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, but it is not of yourself. Well, I go to a good church. I carry the right Bible. No words will save a man. No work will save a man. And no wealth will save a man. You cannot work your way into heaven. You cannot talk your way into heaven. And you cannot buy your way into heaven. Because salvation is by grace. Salvation is through faith. And salvation is not of yourself this morning. If you get saved, you will have to come God's way, or you will not get in. And then finally this morning, I love this verse. Salvation, the message of salvation is that salvation is the gift of God. Salvation is by grace. Salvation is through faith. Salvation is not of yourself.
And that salvation is the gift of God. That means this morning when we say that, when the Bible says that salvation is the gift of God, that means that salvation is free this morning. Anybody can be saved this morning. You say, Brother Gravely, can I get saved? Sure you can be saved. If you know that you're lost and you know that you need to be saved, you can be saved. Don't let man confuse it. Don't complicate it yourself. Don't let the devil put a bunch of question marks. Because the Bible says that God is not the author of confusion. You know, at Christmas time, we give gifts to the people we love, don't we? And when somebody gives you a gift, you don't have to sit around and ask, is this for me? Can I have this? Can I open this gift? Well, if they gave it to you, if it's got your name on it, then it's yours. You know, the only thing you have to do with a gift is receive it. Salvation is free. You know, I've never opened a gift and asked somebody, how much is this going to cost me? No. We know what a gift is. It's free. Salvation won't cost you anything. It costs Jesus everything. It costs God the Father everything. But salvation is free. It's the gift of God. Anybody. That's why we're not Calvinist. Because anybody can accept this salvation. It's free. Salvation, that means it is for all this morning. From the youngest to the eldest this morning. From the worst to the most religious. The educated, the uneducated. This morning, whether a man's bond or free, God's got a free gift for that man. It's for all this morning. For whosoever, Romans 10:13. That word whosoever means everyone, doesn't it? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, this is a simple message this morning, but I love the simplicity of the gospel. I'm glad this morning I didn't have to have a whiteboard up here to try to give you some formula on how to be saved. I didn't have to pull out a big old bunch of big books this morning and bring some wise men up here and theologically try to explain salvation. Oh, no. It's a gift this morning. All you got to do is reach out and take it. I'm telling you, the day I got saved, that's all I did was take it. Amen. It was there for the taking this morning. Sinner, you can sit in that seat and go to hell, or you can get out of that pew and swallow your pride and come and accept God's free gift. It's just that simple. It's for all this morning. Me and my wife led a lady to the Lord who was stooped deep in sin. So deep in sin that her mind was just literally almost destroyed due to her sin. And for 30 to 40 minutes, we kept trying to explain the simplicity of being saved. You know what her biggest problem was? She just couldn't quite grasp the fact that as wicked as she had been, that God would save her. Finally, we come down to this point. I said, ma'am, it's just this simple. It's a gift. And you're either going to receive it or you're going to reject it. But I said, if you don't receive it this morning, it won't be God's fault. It'll be your own. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost turned the light on for her and she got saved. I'm telling you this morning, salvation is the gift of God. We don't emphasize it enough. It's free. It's for all. It's finished. And it's forever. It's a gift that just keeps on giving. You know, the day you got saved, I don't know how it was for you. I didn't know what all I got. I just knew I missed hell. I knew I had peace. I couldn't told you the word peace, but I knew I had peace. I knew I went home and laid down and slept that night. And I had peace. And since that day, there's a whole lot of things that accompany salvation the Bible talks about. That gift gave a whole lot more than I ever thought it would give. And if you're saved this morning, you know what that's about. But if you're not saved, what are you going to do about that? You see, salvation is by grace. Salvation is through faith. Salvation is not of yourself. And salvation is the gift of God. And all those things are in that one little verse right there. I didn't say that. God said that. You see, this morning, you don't have to take my word because I could make a mistake. You just look in that verse right there and you take God's word for it this morning. You say, Brother Gravely, I want to be saved. Will you take God's word for it? Do you believe salvation is by grace? Do you believe that it's through faith? You know, when you came in here this morning, you sat down in that pew and you trusted that pew to hold you up. Right here, right now, by faith, through faith, I trust this chair to hold me up. And I'm still trusting this chair. And I'm still trusting this chair. You say, what if it falls? Well, I'm just trusting it. It's through faith. You're sitting in a seat right now. You've been trusting for the last 35 minutes to hold you up. You say, well, how do you know I'm trusting it? Because you're still sitting there. Well, I get nervous. It's, you know, this chair could break, couldn't it? But I'm trusting it not to. It could falter. But through faith, I'm trusting it to hold me up. I'm going to tell you something this morning. That's what salvation is. It's trusting, not a chair. It's trusting this. Well, how do you know you're still saved? Because I'm trusting this. I've been trusting it all these years. What are you going? I'm going to keep on trusting it. Because you know why? That chair eventually is going to fall apart. That pew eventually is going to rot. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. There, it's not going to falter. It's not going to fail. You can trust it and you can keep on trusting it and it'll do when you're living, but thank God it's going to do when you're dying. This morning, do you want to be saved? It's all in that verse and it's that simple. God wants to save you. It's by grace. You cannot save yourself. It is the gift of God. God is giving you a gift this morning. And it's yours for the taking. But you got to come receive it. And I'll tell you how you'll receive it. Through faith. Do you believe God and His word enough this morning? Would you take that one verse and believe God about that verse this morning? I know God wants to save people. But He will not save you against your will. There's one thing God wants you to do this morning. It's the only thing you can do. He wants you to trust Him. Trust Him. Do you trust Jesus this morning to be your Savior while we stand? Lord,